always a gentleman, and you know, I'm a foodie guy, and we've cooked with this guy on South Beach. We just missed him at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, but Robert Irvine here on Big 105.9, the Paul Castronovo Show. Who doesn't love Restaurant Impossible? How you doing, Robert?
How are you doing, my good, good friend? And we did miss each other, but we'll make up for it. Don't you worry.
Well, you know what? You're always a gentleman, and I much appreciate it. You know, it's funny. Someone at the festival told me you had a new book out, and I was like, oh, I'm sure we'll be hearing from Robert, and here you are.
Yes, you know, Restaurant Impossible is interesting. We can only do, you know, one show a week. We get thousands of applications, so about a year and a half ago, I decided to start writing this book with Matt Tuthill and say, look, how do we help those folks that we can't do on television, whether you're a fuel station, whether you're your restaurant, whether you're a mom-and-pop store, and that's what this book is, Overcoming Impossible, the Pillars to Success and the Blueprint to Success through my failures and some others. It's a great book full of great information, and it took us about a year and a half to write it.
You know, that restaurant business, man, I dabble in it now. I'm partners, you know, I got a piece, a little piece of the action in four very successful Mexican restaurants in Fort Lauderdale and Miami called Taco Craft. But I know because how hard it is because our partners that started this thing, what they've been through and to get to, you know, to have a successful business, it isn't easy with the hiring and the people. And it's all about the people, man. It ain't easy.
That's my number one pillar, Paul, of, you know, empathetic leadership. Who are the people that work for us? What do they do? What is their life like with before they come to work? And as an owner, which you are, and a restaurateur, we have to know their problems. What makes them tick? Is it money? Is it pats on the back? Is it vacation? You know, does the son have leukemia? Are we taking care of him? Are we, you know, all those kind of things. Then follow that with authenticity, being a real human being, and trust and egos. Get rid of the egos, and we have a successful business because that parlays into the service that we give our guests. If you don't have those and you don't set clear visions and you know, obviously menus and service standards and all those things, you will never have a successful business.
You have, three now? Three or four restaurants, Robert?
So I only have two. One sign in the Pentagon.
Wow.
Restaurant, and one in China. But I do feeding across the globe for the military. So I'll be in Poland. Tomorrow I'll be in Hawaii. Then I'll be in Poland next week, Germany, Jordan. So we do a lot of feeding with the military across the board, all branches.
Is that how you got in the Pentagon?
That's how. Yes, I have a restaurant, a full service restaurant inside the Pentagon itself.
We holy do, mackerel!
26,000 folks a day through there.
So if you if I go to D.C. on vacation, can I just go to the Pentagon and have lunch at your restaurant?
No, you have to call me, and I can get you security cleared to go in there.
Okay, that's bucket list stuff right there, buddy.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Wow. What were you going to ask, Mike?
Well, I had a Restaurant Impossible question, Robert. You got new episodes, we should say, Thursday nights at 8 on the Food Network. And I wonder, how nervous do you get before you have to sit down the owner and be completely honest with them? Because I'm telling you, out of all the shows that do similar things, when you sit these people down, it seems to be far more sincere and real than any other program, and it's sometimes hard to watch.
I care about them, right? I look, I've got to be honest with them because they're trusting me to change their life in 48 hours. I don't know the story, so every time they tell me something, I now start to think, how am I going to, what's the menu going to be like? What is the restaurant going to be like based on what they tell me and what their original dream was? And what are the capabilities of the people that work for them and the equipment they have in the kitchen? So it's nerve-wracking because it's real. Real people, real problems, who give real solutions. It's not like we just take a paintbrush and paint round a picture. I've got to move the picture, move the wall, paint it, rebuild it, rebuild bars to make them successful. And then people say to me, well, what a success. They went out of business. No, they sold the restaurant, which is successful because they got the money back and didn't get screwed over. And I feel success is not just necessarily continuing in a restaurant. It's getting out when you know that you're not good at it.
What's your success rate with those guys, turning them around?
So we're 93% success. successful in the last 3 years since COVID. So we're really successful and people listen. Look, I put a menu in for opening. I keep in contact with them. They change the menu based on conversations that we have and the skill level that they have in the kitchen at that time. And it works if you listen.
You're a good dude, man. You're a good dude. All right, here he is. Robert Irvine. His book is called Overcoming Impossible, Restaurant Impossible's Back on the Tube, Traveling the Globe, Cooking for the World, giving back to veterans and first responders. Robert Irvine, you're the man.
Appreciate you, guys.